Coolness, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Coolness. Mendicants? A mendicant with six qualities can't realize supreme coolness. What six? It's when a mendicant doesn't keep their mind in check when they should. They don't exert their mind when they should. They don't encourage the mind when they should. They don't watch over the mind with equanimity when they should. They have bad convictions. They delight in identity. A mendicant with these six qualities can't realize supreme coolness. A mendicant with six qualities can realize supreme coolness. What six? It's when a mendicant keeps their mind in check when they should. They exert their mind when they should. They encourage the mind when they should. They watch over the mind with equanimity when they should. They have excellent convictions. They delight in extinguishment. A mendicant with these six qualities can realize supreme coolness. Obstacles. Mendicants. Someone with six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. What six? They're obstructed by deeds, defilements, or results. And they're faithless, unenthusiastic, and witless. Someone with these six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. Someone with six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. What six? They're not obstructed by deeds, defilements, or results. And they're faithful, enthusiastic, and wise. Someone with these six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. A murderer. Mendicants, someone with six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. What six? They murder their mother or father or a perfected one. They maliciously shed the blood of a realized one. They cause a schism in the Sangha. They're witless, dull, and stupid. Someone with these six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. Someone with six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. What six? They don't murder their mother or father or a perfected one. They don't maliciously shed the blood of a realized one. They don't cause a schism in the Sangha. They're wise, bright, and clever. Someone with these six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. Wanting to listen. Mendicants, someone with six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. What six? When the teaching and practice proclaimed by the realized one is being taught, they don't want to listen. They don't actively listen or try to understand. They learn the incorrect meaning and reject the correct meaning. They accept views that contradict the teaching. Someone with these six qualities is unable to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities, even when listening to the true teaching. Someone with six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. What six? When the teaching and practice proclaimed by the realized one is being taught, they want to listen. They actively listen and try to understand. They learn the correct meaning and reject the incorrect meaning. They accept views that agree with the teaching. Someone with these six qualities is able to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities when listening to the true teaching. Not giving up. Mendicants, without giving up six things, you can't become accomplished in view. What six? Identity view, doubt, misapprehension of precepts and observances, and forms of greed, hate, and delusion that lead to rebirth in places of loss. Without giving up these six things, you can't become accomplished in view. After giving up six things, you can become accomplished in view. What six? Identity view, doubt, misapprehension of precepts and observances, and forms of greed, hate, and delusion that lead to rebirth in places of loss. After giving up these six things, you can become accomplished in view. Given up. Mendicants, a person accomplished in view has given up six things. What six? Identity view, doubt, misapprehension of precepts and observances, and forms of greed, hate, and delusion that lead to rebirth in places of loss. A person accomplished in view has given up these six things. Can't give rise. Mendicants, a person accomplished in view can't give rise to six things. What six? Identity view, doubt, misapprehension of precepts and observances, and forms of greed, hate, and delusion that lead to rebirth in places of loss. A person accomplished in view can't give rise to these six things. Things that can't be done, first. Mendicants, these six things can't be done. What six? A person accomplished in view can't live disrespectful and irreverent toward the teacher, the teaching, the sangha, or the training. They can't establish their belief on unreliable grounds, and they can't generate an eighth rebirth. These are the six things that can't be done. Things that can't be done, second. Mendicants, these six things can't be done. What six? A person accomplished in view can't take conditions to be permanent, happiness, or self. They can't do deeds with fixed result in the next life. They can't fall back on purification through noisy, superstitious rites. They can't seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations. These are the six things that can't be done. Things that can't be done, third. Mendicants, these six things can't be done. What six? A person accomplished in view can't murder their mother or father or a perfected one. They can't maliciously shed the blood of a realized one. They can't cause a schism in the sangha. They can't dedicate themselves to another teacher. These are the six things that can't be done. Things that can't be done, fourth. Mendicants, these six things can't be done. What six? A person accomplished in view can't fall back on the idea that pleasure and pain are made by oneself, or that they're made by another, or that they're made by both. Nor can they fall back on the idea that pleasure and pain arise by chance, not made by oneself, by another, or by both. Why is that? It is because a person accomplished in view has clearly seen causes and the phenomena that arise from causes. These are the six things that can't be done.